so privileged this morning to be in your presence as a people in this forever family we have through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the opportunity, God, to worship you corporately and for you to speak to us corporately in a way that will strengthen our individual faith and walk with you. As we leave the four walls of this place, God, we want to leave with a rhema word, a word that is tailor-made for us, a word that will equip us to live out what we confess here, what we sing about here, how we serve here, that we may be light outside of these four walls to a world that's in darkness, that's in confusion. Help us, God, to raise that banner of the Lord Jesus Christ to those who may not know him, and to those who know him. Strengthen one another and spur each other to love and to good deeds. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, speak, Lord. Your people are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 In the final verses of Proverbs chapter 4. Solomon, God's appointed king of a united kingdom of Israel, the wisest man who ever lived as a human, imparts to his son Rehoboam some of his best but challenging advice to follow. To understand the essence of this advice or counsel, verses 25 through 27 should not be separated, but interpreted. In these three verses, Solomon instructs his son to do a multitude of things, six things to be exact. The closing counsel of this chapter is one of focus, something that is challenging to the human experience. Whether you're young or older, we struggle with remaining focused. This kind of advice can be summarized in the proverbial saying, watch your steps. To our graduates, as you chart your course to pursue your life's calling and career, step one for you is to look right on. To look right on. That's Proverbs 4:25. It says, let your eyes look straight ahead. By telling his son first to look right on, Solomon was telling his son to use his mental eyesight to find that which was right in his life and in the world. He was not just to have his eyes open to everything and anything in the world. He was not to just look up or look out. He was to look right on. To look right on, one needs to see which is right in a world gone wrong, with morality being optional, truth being subjective and not objective. In a world where truth is subjective instead of objective, it's a philosophy instead of a person, the Lord Jesus Christ. When right is seen, it should be spouse, as a family member. You need focus. Your mind's eye should be pointing you to someone as you relate horizontally to everyone. Your vertical and your horizontal got to come together. If it doesn't, you're going to be discombobulated. You're going to lose your balance. So, the psalmist in Psalms 119, verse 105 says, the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Listen, the lamp is instruction. It's the word of God. It's God's word. And the light is illumination, that which emanates from God's word. So as you step up and step forward, you will know where to step. That's instruction. God's going to tell you where to step. And you will know how to step. That's illumination. That's what the word God brings to us as we pursue the things of life and we put him at the forefront of our pursuits, our passion, and our purpose. He will give us not only instruction, but he'll give us illumination. What we must do is do what the Proverbs tell us to do. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means your mind, your will, and your emotions, your intentions, your feelings, and your thoughts. Right? All your heart. This. Where will it end up? Where will this path take me? Will I be further in intimacy with God? Or will I be pushed back further away from God? What will this job do for my spiritual life? Not just my economic stability. Or my, as my son says, his financial freedom. Think about what that will do to you and God. If you go down that path. Whatever the path is, the path of power, pleasure, prosperity, position, prominence, whatever those things the world calls success, how will those things move you to a greater service to God? Or will they push you away and keep you at bay from the very God that gave you the abilities to do what you're doing? You hear what I'm saying? Think about your steps. Proverbs 26:8 calls, ponder the path of your feet. Consider carefully how you walk. The book of Proverbs assumes a progression, doesn't it? From learning to knowledge, from knowledge to wisdom, from wisdom to understanding, from understanding to life. Those who have wisdom have the ability, listen, but not the guarantee of living it out. Have you known stuff that you never lived out? It's not guaranteed because you know the Word of God, you will walk and live and move in the Word of God. Come on, somebody, talk to me. Y'all want to sleep on the preacher. You know what I'm saying? Be careful that you don't approach the Bible just for information. As D.L. Moody said, the Bible was not given Apostle James warns against making plans without considering the Lord's will. I'm still on this point. Thinking about your steps. Minding your mind about how you're moving. And James 4, 14 through 16, James says, you do not know what tomorrow will bring. What is your life? Now, which we choose to take our life should be honoring and pleasing to our God. As you take the steps of looking right on, looking straight ahead, and thinking about your next step in life, beloved, your ways will be established. Proverbs 16:9 says, the heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. He puts you on a firm foundation. He solidifies you in what you are pursuing. This verse affirms that God is in control. He's sovereign. And whatever your plans may be, ultimately, God's will for you and me will happen. Your ways will be established. Fifth step. The fifth step of this verse communicates laser-like focus. It says in Proverbs 4:27, part 8, do not turn to the right or to the left. What is he saying? direction we take.